This is Pathways to Drugs?
Yes, Pathways to Okay. Drugs. It's going to have a father-child duty, that's for sure. We have to learn to recognize and value everything we do. Everything we do today is very precious. That's the first rule of Hashem. Because it's so dark, because it's so hard, it's very, very great, much greater than what it was in early generations, but it was, you know, no internet, no problem. Internet, it's, I don't know what happened, poor guy. I heard one person say, the Yiddish internet means under, the under net, you get in this net, you're under, what happened to the poor guy? I don't know what happened. Just open it up. I try to work in a computer that does not have any ability to take any kind of wireless device, just because it simply can waste your whole day. Even good things and bad things, it's like unbelievable how easy it is to just get swept up and leave. Who knows where? You don't want to be there. Why should you be there? You're in all bad places, so what's the point? So, he said, I once asked, Kama Hashad the Marizal, Echze, Echa, Unleash, Napshi, I used to forgot to go to the floor. I'll just say it in English. Arizal said, your nefesh is a very, very high nefesh. You start playing tonight. Your nefesh is this, you have this nefesh, this ruach, and this is like, what are you doing?
I came here for you.
I do?
Yeah.
Why? How? What? I'm annoying. I'm not anywhere here where they were. The smallest person in the early generation was a tzaddik, the chassid. I can't even get to his ankle. The Vilna Gaon said, take the biggest person you know in our generation, and then take a simple person. In we do not have any concept of what his life was like. He was much more spiritual and much more holy than anybody. The biggest sage is just not the same. We're not peasants. We are not the Amoret like Rav Kelm. He said, we're not talking to Chacham, and Halavai will be a good Amoret. A good Amoret is on right. So Chacham is always aware. It's not just, you know, we don't know. You're always aware of Hashem. You're always right there, don't do that. So it's true. But because of sociality, everything we do does much more, goes much higher.
But also they're in a different level, because if they were Kohen, Truma Maisa, you know, Kodesh.
Yeah, there was a basic Mikdash, it's true.
You know, it's like even have fruit, you had to dip your hands in the mikvah.
Sure.
Rabbi Nachman needs that story about people ask that question, how's it possible if they couldn't do it, they couldn't bring away the anything about the children and the women.
No, that's a different thing. Because he's talking about that my actions not only
true, no, but why is it valuable? Because it's women, even women and children, all that is
here. Saying, you're right that anybody, no matter who, that used to being a soldier, let's say, and you can still beat because of the efforts of the earlier generations. But here's something different. The Rizal says, and this I think I will read, Ki maisa katan ma'od v'dor hazeh, shakul kama mitzvos gedolos v'dor sachim. This door, one little thing, is worth many big things in early generations. Why? Ki v'doros elu ha-klipa goberes ma'od ma'od ma'en keis. In our generations, the klipa is so strong. Without end, ever since they didn't have radio. And what did they have radio? There was Klipa. Masha'enki, but there's Rishonim, which is not the earlier generations. They didn't have these Klipas like we do. They didn't have these husks to deal with. He said, if I was there, then I would be very high in accordance with where I'm holding.
I mean, in our generation, we have pornography, internet, multiplayer goal games. Where you can turn into a
anything, you
know, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind sucked out into a point where you know you can have no problem walking with a gun and killing 45 yeah. people and not even blinking.
Yeah, A7 would have loved this world. Hey, would have. Yeah, it's master of business, the distraction, all these other things. Get away. He's like, no, for him, he didn't have too many distractions. There was the field, there was the money, you know, whatever. Yeah. Now we have so many more things.
Unbelievable. He said, that's why they said that Noah in his generation was very great. Not in later, it seems like, according to the thought of the later Abraham and Abraham generation. He said, it would have been a greater tzaddik, according to that way of looking at it. So he said, don't feel bad. don't feel bad about this, because you have a high soul. And you're in this iteration for whatever reason, that every little thing is very precious. More than tonight, and I'm annoying you, because it's so hard. And now it's a million times harder. As the Chidah and many other authorities say, the harder it is, the greater it goes. The bigger, right? The bigger your head, the challenge, the greater they, you know, it goes up to. The greater you grow to. It's not so simple.
I mean, we're not even talking about smartphones.
Yep.
The great people of today's generation, because of all the things, when they fall, they have to go to the
fall. Oh, boy. Oh, yes, they do. Yes, yes, yes. It's very, very not simple. Falling is not easy. It's not a picnic. It's really not. It's very hard. It's very hard.
And then the social media people respond to it.
Yep. Yep. It's not simple.
I heard what Sean said. The media is like the magicians of Egypt. Uh-huh. It's pretty hardcore right there.
Strong. But you know, the fact is, I have a schmooze, right? So I have a choice. I can feel bad, but also I can feel bad how much I learned of talking to God, putting words, or whatever I did that wasn't for you. But I just feel so thankful. Thank you for giving the opportunity for choice and this generation of darkness. But the other little thing is so precious. Thank you so much. I don't know, I thought about Hashem once today. I try not to look when I'm not looking good. I want to be good. Wow, that's amazing. That's so precious. That's so valuable. That's so valuable. It's so valuable if someone else learned in Shabbos a few hundred years ago. It's no challenge. You know, it's part of a generation where everyone learning Shabbos is the most important thing in the world. He merited it. He knew it. He had the head. He had the knowing. He had the ability. Here we are. We're like, you know, we're going to recover from where we were raised. We're going to recover. We're going to recover. And get the nonsense out. So not simple, so not precious. How do I do this? So it's very precious, it's very valuable to be happy, no matter what. Not let things get me down, not feel bad. I'm doing this bonus, thank you so much, Hashem. Why should I feel sad? I have things to change? Great, thank you for them. That's what I need. Thank you. I just have to feel such joy, I should feel so accomplished and joyful, just because of every little thing I'm doing, every opportunity. Walking on the street now, looking when I'm down to the street. Thinking a little bit about Hashem. Learning a Mishnah. Learning a little something. Any little bit. Okay, that's my only. Wow, that's amazing. But any little thing you can do, I just feel very appreciative. Very, very thankful. It's very, very to shine to us. It's not an easy thing to really feel. That's what they're talking about. So you're higher than all these other people.
Hashem is, they say, the Shekhinah, Hashem is coming to tell a person themselves, this is the lacking that's going on in the Shekhinah.
Absolutely. No, so the idea here is exactly like you're saying, which is that the Rebbe explains something more than that. He says, when you have challenges because of where you were brought up, or because of whatever, wherever you come from, wherever you went through, he said, that makes also what you do more precious, because you have more darkness. And there are many ways of explaining it. So why does that make it more precious? But the bottom line is, it's much more how we have to appreciate that. So thank you, Hashem, for the challenge. Now I can change them around and attain clarity and connection on a totally different way. I get somewhere in a totally different way. I have to appreciate. Again, we have to be careful not to be those people who appreciate it so much that they do it because they are becoming more holy every sin I do, God forbid, right? That's not the idea. But on the other hand, I have to know it's important, it's precious, and it's beautiful. I have to be thankful for it. That's today's. I'm going to try to bring it. There's another few from the Shagul. There's more to this one. But that's like the middle bottom line of it. The Shagul is just so powerful. It's just like, we should just be happy. We should be really familiar. Thank you so much for your time. It's really positive.